COVID-19 vaccine may soon roll out to millions of Americans. The Food and Drug Administration is a step closer to granting emergency authorization to a vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech. A group of independent experts met today to help the FDA make its decision, and NPR's Joe Palca listened in on what that advisory committee meeting entailed and joins us now. Hey, Joe.
Hi there, Allison.
All right, so can you just catch us up on exactly what this committee was discussing today about the vaccine?
Well, it was a long day, and the committee was asked to address, well, to vote on one specific question, which is, do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks for use in people 16 years of age and older? And I have to tell you that the discussion was long, and there were a lot of questions, but in the end, the vote came down to a very positive one. It was 17-4-1, and one abstention, that is, 17 in favor, 4 opposed. And the concern for the people who were opposed seemed to be whether or not 16 was too young. There wasn't a lot of data for people 16 and 17 years old, and there was a question about, well, maybe we should make it for older people. But in the end, they decided, look, this is the question. This is what we're going to vote on, and maybe we could modify it at some later date. But for now, it's approved. It's this committee thinks it should be approved for that use.
Okay, so one concern was the age of people who may be getting this vaccine pretty soon. But what were some of the other concerns that this committee flagged today?
Well, you probably heard that there were a case of anaphylaxis among two people. This is a severe immune reaction among some people who got the vaccine in the UK earlier this week. And the committee wanted to know more about that. And so the FDA also wants to know more about that and whether that should be included as a warning to people that, you know, if they're inclined to have severe allergic reactions, maybe they shouldn't get this vaccine. That's still to be determined. There's also a question about pregnant women and whether there's any advice to give them and younger children, younger even than 16, not data to answer the question of whether this is going to be good for them or not.
Okay, but generally the committee was pretty positive about this vaccine, right? Like, we've heard health experts on our show call this vaccine a slam dunk.
From an efficacy standpoint, it's a grand slam. I mean, this was a vaccine that prevented 95% of the cases of COVID that came up among the 40,000 participants that were in this study. And the FDA was saying, well, if you get a vaccine that's 50% effective, we might consider approving that. And they got 90% or even higher in some cases. So, yeah, from an efficacy standpoint, it's very good. There is one other interesting question, which is, okay, people don't get sick, but do they not get very sick? Well, there's not a lot of data to say that. It may prevent mild disease. It usually would prevent severe disease, but that's not sure. And there's also the question of whether it still lets people get infected, not get sick, and possibly transmit the virus to others. So there's still some questions to be answered.
Okay, so tell us what happens now at this stage.
Well, procedurally, this is a committee that gives advice to the FDA, and the FDA frequently takes this committee's advice, but the FDA has to still decide whether to grant this thing called an emergency use authorization. And it was interesting to me that one of the people from the FDA who was speaking said, well, we should be able to do that in the next couple of weeks. And then she corrected herself and said next couple of days. And then she said, or possibly sooner. So it's a good question about when it will be approved, but it looks like it will be.
All right.
Not approved. NPR's authorized.
Authorized. That is NPR's right. Joe Palca. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.